I think any governor that looks at doing this before we see what the consequences are, I would view it as reckless.
So was it reckless here in the state to do it?
You know, I think that for us to do that without having all the data, there is not enough data. And to a certain extent, you could say it was reckless.
That's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper answering Politico's Manu Raju in a debate Monday night. Hickenlooper, a Democrat, faces Republican challenger Bob Beaupre. During the debate, Hickenlooper says states should watch how marijuana legalization unfolds in Colorado. He also says he's concerned about teens using pot, and Beaupre agrees.
Yeah, I think we've got to regulate it as tight as the law allows. I do think law enforcement needs a whole lot more funding than I think maybe he agrees with me on. But a big piece of the puzzle will be honestly educating our citizens and especially our young people about the consequences.
At least 21 municipalities in the state will have marijuana-related questions on the November ballot. Voters in Paonia, Palisade, Gunnison, Ouray, and Federal Heights will decide if marijuana establishments should be allowed and whether there should be an additional tax on the industry. Paonia resident Robert Kaiser says he's going to vote no. Kaiser believes having retail marijuana in Paonia means adolescents can more easily access it.
I think there's enough intoxicating beverages around and the kids are getting those anyway. Why make it easy for them to get marijuana?
Joanne Kalanak is a Paonia resident. She's voting in favor of retail marijuana.
I don't see the big scare with children. I really don't. I think we've got some good parents here and with good parenting skills, that's all you really need.
Mail ballots will be sent out to registered voters on October 14th. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.